Welcome to WWW, Wandering the Wide World, with Olivia Zano, the show where stories, history, and literature from every corner of the globe are discussed. March is Women's History Month, and while usually heroes are the ones saving the damsels in distress, there have been many heroic female figures throughout literature. Shintoism, a religion originating in Japan, has its fair share of prominent female figures, with some of the most important deities being women. Whether they be party-going goddesses of fun, or the mother of the islands of Japan, and even the chief deity of Shintoism is a woman, representing the sun. Many grand stories have been told about the many female deities and their exploits, although there have only been so many stories of female heroes. Despite the heavy prevalence of female rulership, men were still the people mainly running around defeating all the monsters and demons. But this doesn't mean that there hasn't been any stories about heroines. One particular story from the era of Hōjō Takatoki, about 700 years ago, is quite fitting. Mythological Japan has many monsters and demons and so on and so forth running around causing all sorts of trouble. And alongside all that, historical events during the era of Hōjō Takatoki were quite turbulent, with shortly after his fall, the shogunate would also fall as well. Which, if you didn't know, the shogunate was the main ruling body of Japan at the time. So, it was pretty messy back then. But the story of our heroine Tokuyo is much more straightforward with that. It begins with her father, Oribeshima, being banished from Hōjō Takatoki's halls, where he was forced to leave to the dangerous islands of Oki. Distraught at the idea of being away from her father, Tokuyo set out to the islands to rescue him. And once she reached a coastal town overlooking the islands, she tried multiple times to get one of the residents to ferry her over, but they all refused. They laughed at her and insisted that she just return home. Mind you, Tokuyo is persistent, and so she decided that she could get to the islands all by herself. And so, that night, she packed the lightest boat she could and set sail. Rolling all through the night with the wind guiding her, she reached the bay of the Oki Islands. After resting, she began to wander around the islands, questioning its residents about the whereabouts of her father, Oribeshima. The villagers insisted that she shouldn't look for a man banished by the shogun, for their fate was already sealed. As dusk fell, Tokuyo fell asleep at the entrance of a shrine, although she was awoken in the middle of the night by a clapping sound. On a nearby cliff, a maiden was praying as a priest stood beside her. Just as the priest was about to push the maiden over the cliff, Tokuyo lunged forward and grabbed the maiden by the arm and hauled her back onto the cliff. The priest explained to Tokuyo that the islands had been terrorized by a serpent god named Yofunenushi. The serpent demanded the sacrifices of a young girl every 13th of June. So, hearing that a monster lived below the waters, Tokuyo offered to substitute herself for the younger girl. She handed the priest a letter for her father and took the maiden's white cloak. With a dagger in hand, Tokuyo dove into the water to confront the sea serpent. She descended further into the water until the only thing that could be seen was the faintest of moonlight, until she reached the mouth of a mighty cave. Swimming into it, the only thing inside the cave was a statue of Hōjō Takatoki. Contemplating for a second about whether or not she should destroy the statue of the person who got her into this whole mess, she decided not to. And then, at the mouth of the cave, the mighty sea serpent appeared. And so, Tokuyo and the serpent got locked into deadly combat, and they fought for quite a while, until Tokuyo managed to defeat the serpent. And, taking its body and the statue of Takatoki back up to the surface, she was greeted by the presence of the priest and the maiden, who were quite joyous at seeing that the sea serpent that had been terrorizing them was finally gone. The news of this spread to the local lord of the islands, and so he reported to Hōjō Takatoki of its defeat. Hearing of this news, Hōjō Takatoki realized that when Tokuyo had brought up his statue, that had also been the exact time when he had started to feel better. Because you see, Takatoki had been suffering from a disease that no doctor could cure. And so, he realized that the statue had probably been cursed by the serpent, and Tokuyo bringing it to the surface had made him better. He rewarded her with the freedom of her father, and so Tokuyo lived out in peace for the rest of her life. This is a shorter story, but it still manages to present the idea that I think we all need to remember. Female heroes have existed. Whether it be all the way back in ancient Japan, and even now, women have managed to put their mark on history. Whether that be slaying sea serpents, or doing much smaller, more mundane things. As Women's History Month progresses, I hope we continue to remember all these great stories of all these wonderful women. And even if you might be feeling a little bit down, remember, if you can work up the courage to kill a sea serpent, then I think you'll do just fine. And so, I'm wishing you all a very happy Women's History Month, and I hope you look forward to more of these Women's History Month-related stories. Thank you so much. I've been Olivia Azzano, and this has been Wandering the Wide World. And thank you so much for listening to KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.